Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You serious?
There are many ways to kill some time out there, but right now you're killing some time with us. So when I say us, it's me, Marcus Bronzy, and our guest today, Max Denham. What's going on, Max?
I'm good. Good to be here, bro.
Yeah, it's good to catch up with
you,
man.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. When was the last time I saw you? I think we was like drinking tequilas in Vegas or something.
No, we could talk about that on the show. Fuck it, it's hard to kill an hour. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Everyone drinks alcohol,
Everyone drinks tequila in Vegas. It's just everything else that we do.
I think it's like a law. Like in Vegas, you actually have to drink tequila.
You have to drink tequila in Vegas. In fact, if we look up the legislation, Max, 100%. If I Google that, I think that is a law. Before I crack on with today's show, can I tell the listeners about an amazing competition that we got real quick?
Please,
Max?
Do. Please do. I'm interested. Can I enter?
You can enter it.
I know what the prize is, so.
Well, basically, I don't know. You might have seen this online. I went on this kind of super adrenaline charged jet ski whale submarine thing. Did you see it or not?
I've seen a picture. It looks like a little submarine, but it's got like a little lid. But it looked a bit unsafe. Like it looked like when you get in it, it might tip over.
You know what the great thing is about it is it does tip over, but it's so waterproof that you can tip over, you can go underwater.
Do you have to wear a wetsuit?
I didn't have to wear a wetsuit. I just wore normal clothes in it.
I'd be a bit scared. Like, you've got nice trainers on, bro. Like, what if you put your foot in the water and you get wet feet?
I was scared, but it was fully airtight. Yeah, and that was Predator Adventures. I think it's like, it's really weird. It's like I'm on a jet ski that can go underwater. It's got like a 300 horsepower engine, goes 60 miles an hour above the water, 40 miles an hour below the water, and it jumps like 18 foot in the air. It's sick,
and
right?
It's painted like a killer whale.
Painted like a killer whale, just in case anyone wants to fuck with you, because nobody fucks with a killer whale. But I thought it was good, Max. So what I did is I spoke to them and I said, can we give away an opportunity for somebody to go and have a go on that experience? They said, fuck yeah, Marcus Bronzy. So the way you can enter is by going to howtokillanhour.com/win. That's it. Go on.
Is there two seats?
There are two seats in
there. Can I go with them?
There's one for the pilot and one for you to sit in the back.
Is it called a pilot if it's a submarine? I thought that was planes.
I don't know, you know, because the thing's actually got, it's got F-16 fighter jet glass over the top of it. That's what they tell you to make sure you feel safe so you're not worried the glass is going to break.
Yeah,
and
but
it feels like you're in a cockpit of a plane.
That's like saying, oh, this spoon's made out of the same material as a gun, so this spoon is a gun.
Bruv, remember, bruv, spoons don't kill people. Rappers kill people.
Do.
But yeah, man. So, yeah, that's a good point, actually, Max. I don't know. I love a conversation with him. Shall I call?
Surely he's the captain. He's the captain.
He called himself a pilot.
He's a sailor, bro.
He called it.
He's
so
lying.
He's now a sailor. It's not a cockpit. Where do
that's like people who make
around?
Coffee. Yeah, they call themselves baristas.
Barista,
but. Like if you're in a conversation, you meet someone in a pub and you're like, oh, what'd you do for a living? You go, I'm a barista. It sounds like you're a lawyer.
So what's the fancy way of saying what you do for a living, Max?
Disc jockey.
Oh, I thought you were a blenderer of
But then
musics.
That also sounds like I just done the Grand National.
Yeah, exactly. Right, anyway, before we move on, Max, if you want to enter that competition and have a go in this submarine boat supercharged whale animal that can jump 18 foot in the air, go to howtokillanhour.com/win. And the bonus is, Max, is everyone that enters also gets a discount code. So if you enter and you don't win, we're going to send you an exclusive discount code, which gives you a little bit of money off should you want to do it anyway, because we're nice like that.
Well, I think if people are signing up for the competition, they want to go. So yeah. Everyone's going.
There we go. Yeah, oh, mate, it's sick. In fact, I feel like we should take you down there, Max, and film your response.
I would love to.
It would be amazing.
I'm going to ask the pilot some questions.
or the captain.
I think he's a sailor. I'm going to call him a sailor. Does he wear a sailor's hat?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Should he though?
That's the question. I think so. If you're a sailor, you need to wear the appropriate gear.
Right, Max Denham, which is your real name?
That is no. Well, I've got a middle name.
Can we go in with your middle name?
Yeah, of course.
So, Max Wolfgang Denham.
Max
right?
Wolf Denham.
No, oh, is gang. It not Wolfgang? No Can gang, I put a no. Wolfgang in it?
Wolfgang is like a little group of my friends.
Okay, right,
the
right.
Wolfgang.
The Wolfgang. All right.
No, but that's not true.
So Max Denham, full name Max Wolf Denham.
My actual name is Max Wolf Denham.
Do you know what's interesting about DJs? A lot of DJs will take the coolest part of their name and make that their DJ name. And I'm not saying Max and Denham ain't cool. They're cool names, bruv. But Wolf is out of those three names.
Do you know,
gotta
do
be
know
one of the coolest
is,
names.
Do you know why I didn't go for that?
DJ Wolf.
Do you know why I didn't go for that?
Why?
Because, right, I'm like blonde with blue eyes and I'm not that hairy.
Yeah.
If I was called DJ Wolf, you would expect a really, really hairy dude.
That could be the thing, though. Ha ha! Like, I'm not.
Oh, what's he called? Tiny Tim, and he was really big.
That'd be great. Or DJ
Little John,
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
He's quite.
Big Sean's tiny. He's like 3'4" or something.
Yeah. So in case you didn't work it out by listening, Max Denham, please tell the listener what you do. Tell us about you.
Basically, I'm a DJ. Like I go around the country, go around the world, DJing, playing records.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time.
How long now?
I probably started DJing like 2005, so a long time ago. I was a kid.
13 years.
And now I'm 27, so I'm probably still a kid.
Still a kid.
A lot of people.
What made you want to get into DJing, though? Was it the girls? Is that where it was?
Not necessarily.
Was there just pum pum?
At the time, I didn't know that was even, like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, right. Obviously, I knew that it was a thing when I was 15 because that's like, I spent a lot of time on the internet. Like a lot of 15-year-olds do.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that the DJ and girl thing were related. I've got a missus now anyway. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
It's all right. It's all right, darling. We're talking about a long time ago.
Back
13
in the day,
years ago.
Back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it wasn't that. That wasn't the initial thing. I don't think anyone should kind of focus on something because of that. I started DJing just because I love music and There's like an art to it.
Mm.
It's not just about how you mix two songs. It's about finding different ways. It's like a puzzle, and that's how I've always seen it. So I've always found the art of DJing very interesting.
What is your style of DJing then? If you see it as an art form, what's your style?
My style, well, the genre would mainly be hip hop, and I like scratching. I like cutting things up. I like just finding different ways to mix things to other DJs. That's my style. Different.
Okay.
I would say.
So you, for example, if there's a big tune out there, you'd find a different way to mix it in for the crowd.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
And what is that different way? Do you like to surprise them with it? Do you like to sort of tease them with it? Like, what's your thing?
Loops, acapellas, kind of use the intro and play an acapella over the top. Mm. Just finding new ways, really.
Yeah. And what's it like having a missus being a DJ? Do you need someone that can cope with the copious amounts of attention?
She's good.
That you
she's
get?
Good. She's good.
Because they do get a lot of
she's
attention,
good, yeah.
DJs, don't they?
She comes with me a lot now, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like as a security guard to fend off
yeah,
the masses?
She punches up anyone that comes in the booth
standard
and asks for a song.
What I like about you, Max, is that you don't seem like a complainy DJ either. Shout out to all my complainy DJs. There's a lot of people that moan about certain aspects. Like, everybody does get silly requests, right?
Yeah,
if you're
of course,
a DJ.
Of course, yeah.
But I don't ever see you online. You don't come across as someone who's consistently moaning about it. Why is that, bro?
I'm happy.
Yeah?
So if you complain about things, I think it brings like a negative aspect to your whole life.
Okay.
I'm happy. I'm happy as hell. Like,
right.
There's nothing I can really complain about. Job's going good.
Yeah.
I'm traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing well financially. Like, yeah. What have I got to complain about? If someone asks for ABBA, is that going to affect me?
How would you react when, or how do you react when someone, like, you're in the middle of a hip hop set? I don't know. You're bouncing between some ASAP Ferg. I don't know. You got the big hitter from Drake in the bag, and someone comes along and goes, "Can you play some ABBA?" How do you react to that?
Be polite. Say, "Excuse me, I don't think this is going to work. Maybe you should go to the 80s bar down the road." That was way before that, wasn't it? 80s. I'm not old enough. Like,
ABBA's pre-80s, I believe.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
believe. We can fact check that though, can't we, Billy?
I was born in 1990, so yeah, prehistoric rap, yeah. If you can call it that, ABBA. It was not rap, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's a bit before me, but.
So to someone that was born in 1990, what's old school to you then? Because I'm someone now who's, I was born.
Do you know what? I've realised I am getting old. Like, I am getting old.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to someone the other day about like, oh, when we was younger, there was all Ja Rule and there was all these like Ashanti and stuff like that. And it was way better in our day. Like music was so much better. And then I realised like it hit me. I was like, I've heard this before. From like parents and stuff. And now I'm getting older. That's how I feel.
Do you now feel that music was better back in the day than it is now?
I think everyone in their own head will remember when they were younger and believe that music was better.
Yes, exactly. Have you got to that stage yet? Because that is one stage of being old.
I'm old.
So now you're like, you know what? Music's good nowadays, but back in my day, they didn't make tunes like
X. They were making hits.
Sick. Max, I think you're a great live DJ. How about a radio game for you? Is that something that interests you?
I'd love to do it. I've not had many opportunities with a radio yet, but I'm sure that will come eventually.
100%. I can see you getting picked up at some point over the next couple of years. Where would you want to sit on the DJ kind of lineup on a radio station? So if there's a producer listening right now, where would you like to see yourself?
Obviously, right, Radio 1, 1 Extra, or something like that.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Yeah, good stations. Like, where would you like to be? Like, I mean, I feel like you're a Friday night kind of DJ. You could get me ready for the clubs.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good time on radio. Shout out any producers that are listening. Holler at me.
Definitely. Speaking of production, you're not just a DJ though, are you?
Well, I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years learning how to make music.
Yeah.
I've not put anything out yet, but there's some stuff in the catalogue that hopefully he's good to go real soon.
What kind of stuff are you making?
Mostly like hip hop and stuff, but I mean, I haven't really, where I haven't put anything out yet.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make anything and everything that sounds good. Like, I've got a good ear.
Right.
I've got a good ear. I know if I would play something, I'm sure a lot of other people will.
So you know what's working in the clubs, so you use that to influence what you're producing.
Yeah.
So do you want to create club music then? Is that your aim?
Club bangers, that's what I want to do.
Are you going for that Vegas booking? That Calvin Harris level?
I don't doubt for a second that will happen.
Okay.
That will happen eventually. I'm sure you'll be there with me drinking some tequilas.
Bruv, it's the law out there officially. In Vegas, you've got to drink tequila, bruv. So I'll be out there, man. Yeah, man. If there's space on the jet for me, I'll come on the Max jet.
Yep.
That's what you need when you got that residency. Yep. I fully believe that will happen.
I've got a plan. We're gonna have like a guy called Alan. His name might not even be Alan,
but we call him Alan.
Everyone calls him Alan,
right.
And he's like our little runaround guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, Alan, get the cheeseburgers.
Okay.
But there needs to be an Alan. Do you want to be Alan?
Nah, I don't want to be Alan. I don't mind being the driver. Like, have you ever watched Entourage? Have you ever watched that show?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind being Turtle. Yeah. But Turtle, he's like kind of like Alan. Like, he'll get stuff, but he kind of like, he does a bit of driving. He gets to drive the cool cars. He kind of gets to chill a little bit. He gets a little bit involved in the fun that gets to go down, but he doesn't really have much stress.
When I get an Alan, I'm going to do some dumb stuff.
What are you going to do with Alan?
I'm going to call up one of my friends in like Manchester.
Yeah.
Say you're like G2 or someone. Right, I'm sending Alan. Yeah.
I'm sending Alan.
I'm gonna make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
In a mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him the cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, Alan, I'm gonna get you an Uber to Manchester. Do not spill this tea.
Wow. How much tea are you gonna give him?
Oh, all the way to the top. All the way to the top.
At the top of the mug, there'll be no space.
Yeah.
And you're going to send
the Uber
Alan.
Driver's going to be stressed because he's like, why has this guy got a cup of tea?
Yeah.
And he gets all the way to Manchester and obviously some of it would have spilt. And then whoever it goes to at the other end just says, I don't even want it. It's cold.
And it's not sugary enough as well.
No.
You've got to say, send it back and get two sugars. How would you reimburse Alan for this behaviour though? Like for being such a loyal guy, how would you look after Alan?
Well, I can't really have an Alan until I'm like a multi-millionaire because of the type of things that I'm going to do. So Alan will get to live the good life. He'll get to come on the jets. He'll get to come on tour buses.
You're selling Alan to me, you know. I feel like an Alan position could be available for me at some point in the future.
Bro, Alan, do you know what? We're going to hold interviews as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be a bit like The Apprentice.
Right.
We could even make a show out of it.
Bruv, you could. Alan.
Becoming Alan.
Alan Prentice.
Alan Prentice.
Alan Prentice.
Why did I not think of that? That's genius.
You'd have. And the first test would be you put all the Alans in a room who aren't called Alan and you say, Alan, come in here, please. And the first one in, they get the most points. Second one in, they get less points. And the last one in, they get, you know, they just get fired. Innit? You're not an Alan. If you can't respond
to
them. We can't
tell them the name of the show first either. Like, it's just they've got a guess.
That's a good idea. Right. So usually we kick off the show talking about how we've been killing some time recently. Now, you said you've been killing time producing. For the listeners out there that don't produce, what do you need to be a producer now? It's 2018. I presume 20 years ago, I felt like everybody felt like they needed a fucking sick studio in Abbey Road, 50 grand's worth of equipment,
saying that, 15 members of staff. A lot of people back then were just using an MPC. Mm. So a lot of people could get an MPC and a pair of headphones. Like, you don't actually need a lot.
What do you have for your kit?
I've built a studio in my house, but I've got like obviously a laptop. I got a new laptop last year. I've got like loads of, it's mostly software stuff really, like plugins.
Okay.
You need a sound card, you need a good pair of studio monitors. If you want to get people around to record, obviously you need a mic.
Okay. So what did you do to build your studio? Was it a normal room and you just made it soundproof?
Yeah.
So you've got a normal room, you soundproofed up by putting like foamy stuff on the walls.
I've been learning on YouTube.
You've been dealing with woodwork?
Yeah.
What did you build with wood?
I've built all the acoustic panels, okay. Like actual acoustic panels, like with a frame, and then you put a rock wall insulation in and then cover it in fabric.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been doing that a bit. So yeah, I'm not a carpenter, but you can learn anything on YouTube, I found.
So you've used the powers of YouTube to get your DIY on. And kit-wise, what are you using to produce, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm using Ableton. I've got some Adam A7 monitors, which are brilliant. I've got like a Focusrite sound card.
Okay. And what about, do you have a keyboard? Do you have
I've got a MIDI keyboard. It's got a drum pad thing built into it as well. Right. So yeah.
What one is that, if you don't mind sharing?
It's an M-Audio one, but it's not one of the best ones, but it's good enough for me.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're listening and you're wondering like, what are all these numbers and stuff, we'll put it all in the show description in terms of kit-wise that what Max uses. But the reason that it's good to ask somebody like Max what kit he uses and the reason you can trust his ears is because you've actually got a background in sort of selling DJ equipment haven't you?
That's what I started doing. Out of school, I worked at West End DJ. You worked there as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm part of the alumni from West End DJ.
Do you know what? None of the originals are there no more, you know?
Really?
No.
Really? Is it a total turnover of staff?
As Chris Shaw would call them, Wasteman Joneses. That was like a code word back in the
short terminology. Yeah.
So I've got to explain it to everyone.
You have to explain to the listener, right?
Basically, if someone came in the shop and they were a time waster or they were an idiot or they didn't know anything about what they were trying to talk about, they were known as a Jones.
A Jones.
A Jones. Funnily enough, my missus' last name is Jones.
Really? So you're with a Jones right now?
Yes, I am.
Have you told the West End DJ lot? Because
no,
they'll have
a lot to say about that. Chris Shaw would laugh his head off.
Wow. Max is with a Jones. But yeah, there were many a Joneses back in the day. But
I'm sure there still is. Shout out all the Joneses.
Shout out all the Joneses, all the time wasters that want to come in and not buy anything. But you know what? That's just how it was. But you were a great salesman. You knew what you were talking about. You even recommended some kit to me at some point.
Oh, bro, a lot of that was blagging.
Really? Like, oh, it was a blag. Oh, it was a good blag.
If someone comes in and asks for something, and I don't know anything about it, I'd go down to the stock room and go on Google. Oh, what does this do? What are these numbers? What's 500 hertz or whatever?
Wow.
Yeah, you learn it on the spot and then,
and do your thing.
But then you know for the next person. So.
Exactly. And over time, you actually do become a good salesman.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's good to know what kind of kit you're working with, man. And your setup, you spend a lot of time and money kind of getting the acoustics right. But kit-wise, you've got Ableton, which is it's quality production software. It's up there with the best of them. You've got a MIDI keyboard, which from what you said, it isn't like the maddest, most expensive 20-30 grand keyboard.
It's about £180 or something.
£180. So a good bit of software, good keyboard and a good room and some good speakers. That's what you need to get into production,
of course,
right? And an ear for it
as
well, obviously.
And a creative mind.
And you practice a lot? How much you produce it now?
I spend at least a couple hours a day.
Okay, cool.
So I'm working hard. There's a guy called James Hype. He's just had a number one in Germany and stuff. Like,
oh, wow.
I think he was like number 8 in the UK charts, but I spent about a year in his studio just shadowing him, just learning stuff from him. And yeah, I've learned a lot from him.
All right. Thank you very much, James Hype, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to
him. He's killing it. He's doing really well. He's all over the festivals this summer, everything like that. So
is that kind of the direction you want to go in? Do you want to be known as Max Denham producer instead of just Max Denham DJ?
Yeah, I can't go with DJ Wolf.
DJ Wolf?
No.
What about producer name, just Wolf?
I don't know. Like, I kind of, where I've just been Max Denham and everyone knows me as Max Denham now, like, yeah. I feel like I should carry on with it.
Okay,
I think
cool.
It's too late to
and
change.
If you really know Max Denham and you've experienced some of his DJ sets, you'll call him Max Denham, Max Denham. Because that's like one of your, like, you do say you like to have your own DJ sound. That's one of your, you have a sample that you use. Was it MC? Is it MC Kai?
Yeah, yeah.
Of a sample of
a
it.
A lot of people think that I did that, you know. It's not me. It's not me on the mic.
No, it's actually a legendary UKG MC. Yeah,
I was
Kai.
With him on Saturday, actually.
Really? How's he doing?
Yeah, we're still doing bits with him.
Yeah.
We was at Club 195 in Essex. It was sick. Yeah. It was really good.
Oh, wicked.
Really good.
What have you got planned for the summer, by the way, before we move on,
oh,
DJ-wise?
Loads. I'm not at home in the summer.
As I met you, you were like negotiating a summer deal. So where are you going to be then?
Yeah, deal's done. I've got like 15 dates in Marbella. We've got some in Cavos. I've got one in Malta.
Right.
There's some other stuff as well. I can't even think off the top of my head, but yeah, it's a busy, busy summer.
Where can we go to find out where you're going to be online?
Social media, Instagram, Twitter. It's just at Max Denham.
Yeah.
And then I need to update my website because I've actually got a dates thing in there, but I haven't done it for a couple of weeks.
Let's go to Max Denham's. What is your website? Let me go to it now.
Maxdenham.com.
Maxdenham.com.
Simple.
I like the way that you've made it easy to find everyone, like yourself. Some people are like, yes, _ Max. I'm going on Max Denham's website right now. If you're bored, you know, you can just fast forward. Oh, good website, man.
I built that myself.
Good
YouTube. YouTube.
Yeah. What did you build it with?
Squarespace.
So Max is a Squarespace user. It's a very solid looking site. Good pictures. Did Akito do your logo as well?
Yes,
good friend
he did.
Of ours.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you. Shout out. He's actually
how did you know that?
I can tell his production style. So Max Denham's logo is actually produced by another producer who's it's fair to say Akito's a
good.
Bit of a genius as well.
He's
a creative
good.
Genius,
yeah,
though,
yeah.
Isn't he?
No, he is.
Yeah. So he's currently producing sort of, I call it sub and bass music. Really, that's what he's doing, and he's doing it under the name Akito, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's also a really talented artist. And
talking about sub and bass, do you know about Brown Noise?
About Brown Noise, I'm yet to experience it. I want to find have you managed to hit your audience with Brown Noise? That could be as a DJ set in Marbella, you could try and hit people.
Can you
explain what Brown Noise is, just in case the listener don't know what Brown Noise is?
One sec. Brown Noise is supposed to be a frequency that if you play it loud enough, it makes you shit your pants. I haven't found the Brown Noise frequency yet, thank God, because it would have made a mess in the studio. But if I ever headline a major festival,
please.
I am finding the Brown Noise frequency and I'm going to make a whole festival shit themselves.
What part of the set will you play that in, though? That's what I need to know. Are you going to just intro it with it so everyone's or are you going to fuck up the next DJ by playing it right at the end?
Right at the end.
Just play a big stonking Brown Noise session. Oh, that is right. I've googled Brown Noise. This is what YouTube's giving me. I don't know what this is going to be, Max. Let's see what this is.
Please don't play it.
This is 1 hour and 14 of Brown Noise. Now that doesn't sound very brown for me, you know. Nah, that doesn't sound very Brown Noise. Let's try and find some more Brown Noise out here.
Have you seen a South Park episode when they play it?
Yeah, they rush shits themselves. That's apparently Brown. Nah, that doesn't. I'm not even getting a little. My bum cheeks aren't even twerking right now.
Why are you holding your stomach for?
Just in case.
Yeah.
But you're gonna play it in a set. Is that a promise?
Right. When I headline a major festival, the last track that I will play will be the Brown Noise.
Sick. You should actually put that in one of your tunes. Right at the end of your tunes. So you can play your tune and say, it's my last tune. And right at the end, it just goes, and everyone shits themselves.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Wicked. So that's the way you've been killing some time recently. Awesome. Can I tell you how I've been killing some time?
Yes, please.
A couple of quick ones. In the last episode, Funk Butcher was talking about how to have Instagram story folders. Did you know that if you like an Instagram post, you don't actually have to just like it. You don't have to comment on it if you want to look at it again. You don't have to do some stupid thing and like save where it is by copying a URL. Do you know you can actually create little folders in your personal Instagram and look at them? I didn't know this
what,
until last
other
week.
People's photos
so
or
if,
your photos?
So if I find a picture of you, like online, I'm going onto Instagram right now. I'm going to type in Max Denham. Have you got your iPhone with you?
Yeah.
I'll talk you through it right now. You can do it as a listener as well. Max Denham, I'm typing in Max Denham DJ. Yeah, okay. Is he following me? Are you following me?
I believe so. Oh, of course I am.
So I've clicked on the first post and there's like on the left, comment on the middle, and there's a little paper aeroplane for share. On the right hand side, there's this little bookmark thing. And if you press it, it says save to, and you can save some little folders. Now, apparently, certain guys are putting in all of the, like, you know, the pictures of the girls that they like to
That's
see.
That's a bit stalkerish, though, isn't it?
Listen, I only learned about it last week. But we've put a link to that on the website because a lot of people were asking me, bruv, how do I create these secret folders?
Yeah.
So I can look back at these pictures, check these things out. That's one thing that I've been doing. The other thing is
so you've been doing that?
Yeah, I've been having that, practicing, obviously. Obviously, because Frank told me, innit? And I didn't know how. Yeah. Obviously, moving forward,
Let me have a look at your folder.
All right, go on. I'll open up my folders for you. Here's my... It's collections, that's what it is. I don't think I've got much going on there.
I can see the Caden guy had a little meme.
Tyrese.
It's like a half-naked man.
Nah, he's lying. He's fully naked, that guy. He's not off. So yeah, that's one thing I've been doing. So a couple of listeners have been asking us how we do that, so we thought we'd share that with you. Also, a few people have been asking us how to tell your iPhone if your iPhone battery is okay, because you know your iPhone battery, if it's fucked, it means your phone runs super slow.
I've got a friend called Eddie, you know him.
Yep.
Yeah. When his battery dies, he goes home.
Are you serious?
He goes home.
So if you're in a social environment...
We were at a Crepe Protect party.
Yeah.
It was at a Shard, and we've been there for about an hour and a half, and we were having a drink. It was all a laugh. He goes, "Oh, bro, you know, I'm going home." I was like, "Has your battery died?" He was like, "Yeah."
Seriously,
bro, he goes home.
Seriously,
yeah.
Any social environment?
Well, I've experienced that once. Like, I don't see him that as often as I should. But
wouldn't someone have a charger though that he could charge his phone off? He's an iPhone user.
Yeah.
That's a bit odd. That was his excuse. No, maybe he had other plans.
You know what? At the time...
He's not really an excuse maker, though, is he?
At the time, I had two phones.
Right.
I don't anymore because I got rid of the other one because it was for, like, international reasons.
Because he's got a girlfriend now, yeah, cool.
No, not like that. But, so I was just like, you're not going home. If you need anyone, there's my other phone.
Right.
He stayed out and then we got really drunk, and then he probably should have gone home, to be fair, because...
You got him
absolutely
drunk.
He might have had a bad day the day after with a headache and... That.
How are you finding getting a little bit older now? How are you finding the hangover situation?
Oh my
Max?
God.
When did you realise what a hangover was? Because I didn't realise till I was like 23, 24.
Oh no, I knew what they were. Probably like when I was younger, I used to like drink more than I do now.
Yeah.
So I knew what they were, but I mean the hangover thing is it does get worse as you get older.
Are you on 2-day hangovers yet?
No.
Yeah, it happens,
I'm not that old yet.
When you hit that 3-0, Max.
Really? That's coming soon. 2-day hangovers.
Two-day hangovers. Yeah, so it's like you'd have a heavy one. Say you're DJing on the Friday and Saturday and you have a heavy one. Wake up on a Sunday, you're fucked. Monday, you're like, bruv, I'm still fucked. And that's a 2-day hangover, bro.
Is there not anything you can take for that?
Probably. You know what? I can't wait until we have that thing that they have in the States where the nurse comes over and kind of brings you back. They have this thing where the nurse comes over and kind of gives you like an IV to hydrate you, some painkillers.
You're joking?
Nah, not at all.
Who's paying for that?
It's a private jobby over there. Okay. It's not on the NHS here. Fuck, now come on, mate. You know, people getting fucked up on a Monday night and just going, it's all right, I'll go to hospital and fix myself.
Theresa May's making cutbacks on the hangover nurses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She just cancelled the whole NHS. The other thing is, I've been checking out if my battery's all right. Please whip out your iPhone. Have you updated it recently? Are you a guy that keeps your phone up to date?
I think there's one update left to do. I keep getting the thing. You know me, it goes, I'm going to do this overnight, but then I'm always awake at night, so the right time.
All right, well, we'll move on from this.
I'm on 100% battery, though.
You are on 100%. It means your battery's doing what? When did you get that phone?
About 3 years ago. No, not 3 years. Actually, I've smashed about 5 of them.
Oh, that makes sense.
this one's an insurance. I've got this one on the insurance. They cancelled my insurance.
Why?
So I smashed like 5 phones.
How did you smash five phones?
I don't have a case on my phone. I don't like it. I feel like if Steve Jobs invented the iPhone, it was like ergonomically for your hand.
Yeah.
So why are you going to put a case on it?
Because people... Well, five smash phones later, Max, I think you've answered your own question there. Why would you put a case on it?
That's a design fault from Apple, I think.
Yeah?
You made your phone out of glass.
maybe it's a marketing ploy for people like you. They're
you see Nokia 3310s, yeah?
Yep.
Talking about battery life.
Yeah.
That Nokia 3310.
Yes.
We're getting old. We're getting old. We are getting old. Oh, but it was better back in my day. Your phone used to last for 6 days.
Phones were better back in my day. You could only save 10 text messages or 30 text messages to your phone.
You could have like 100 numbers, but you had Snake.
Oi, oi. And if you're really, really down with it and you really had a bit of extra money to spend on your phone, you had Snake 2.
I never had that.
Yeah, I had Snake 2, bro.
Snake 2, what was the difference?
Had, had graphics.
Yeah, no,
In inverted commas, had graphics.
I did have Snake 2. And, that was like one of the greatest games of all time. That's got to go down there with like Pong and
Pong. Oh my God, that is old Pong. Max. That Pong. Is old Max. Anyway, I won't bore you on the show with how to check your phone battery, but it's real simple. It takes 2 seconds. We've put a link to it in the show description. If you're asking how to do it, please check that. And you can check out if you need to go to Apple and say, listen, you motherfuckers, give me a new phone. Because if your battery is not in shape and it's under 12 months old, and get yourself a new phone. Simples, yeah, that's how you do that.
I think we should start a new phone company and call it Orange.
Ready been done, mate. Sorry.
Serious?
Yeah, sorry about that,
bro. Orange?
Yeah, sorry.
Who did that?
The mobile phone providers, Orange.
Service providings. Orange, yeah, it's a network. Yeah.
There you go.
No, we've got to think of banana. Banana phones, that was a thing.
Nokia's already got that though, innit?
Yeah.
They already brought out again. What could we have for a phone?
Kumquat.
Kumquat, nah, it's too. It sounds
it's a funny word though.
It sounds sexy. It sounds exotic.
Yeah,
sounds exotic. Kumquat. Nah, I don't know. Tangerine's too close.
Why is there so many different types of oranges? I don't think you need that many oranges.
There's very many types of oranges. I don't know, Max. I don't know. What is your favorite type of orange?
A clementine. Sounds really posh.
Clementine.
It's like orange for rich people.
It is, yeah. Orange for the higher class.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, clementine.
Tangerine,
clementine. What about apricot?
That's not an orange.
Oh no, I was thinking about the phone network. Apricot? Nah. Eggplant? Nah.
That could work because you've got eggplant. The emoji. The symbol could
yes,
be the emoji.
That would be sick. If you were like, what network are you on?
Eggplant.
You send them eggplant, aubergine, as we say over here in England. Couple of more ways we've been killing some time. Let's just smash through these, Max. I went over to a convention called EGX Resd. So EGX is this big computer game convention. They used to hold it in London. Now they hold it in Birmingham every year. So like the biggest games are there every single year. Now Resd is one that they hold down at the Tobacco Docks. And it's basically just like loads of smaller indie games. But there are also some other big titles down there as well.
Anything exciting?
Yeah, there's this game called Onrush. Now, as a man who feels like they're getting older... What driving games did you play? Did you play any driving games where you could beat up other people at Road Rash when you were younger? Anything like that? Road Rash?
Mario Kart was my favourite one, N64.
Okay,
all
right.
That was brilliant. Like.
Yeah, that's my favourite Mario Kart of all time, by the way.
Yeah.
And I am an official black belt in that game.
Really?
I don't give big talk about any games, but as Billy the producer has experienced when he tried to give it the big talk with the new Mario that came out on the Switch, I am a serious don out here. What are you saying, Bill?
You lost last time, actually.
I lost a lot. Really?
Me and Funk beat you.
You and Funk against me beat me once, and I beat you twice. Because everyone would expect you to win again.
What are you like at FIFA?
Yeah, it depends. I'm all right. Are you good at FIFA?
Do you know what? I'm a fluky FIFA player. I'm not good at FIFA.
Right.
I'm not good. But I will beat people sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. But I'm not exciting. When you play me, I'm like... The game's like cool, like somebody might beat me like 1-0, but it's never like 7-0
or
7-1. I'm not crying.
Sometimes I feel good about myself, I'll put it on amateur level and play the computer
all the time, bro.
And
then take pictures.
And then you're like, yeah, I'm sick of FIFA. And then, I'm not really.
Oh, shit, sorry, Resd. So at Resd, there's this game called Onrush, and it's like a combination of Mario Kart, because you can get power ups, and you have loads of turbos for your car. And Road Rash, and kind of, it's really hard to explain because there's nothing like it, but it's like an arcade style game where you smash the shit out of other cars, yeah? Your car is boosting all the time. And once you hit enough boosts, you get this mode called rush mode. And basically, when you put rush mode on, it's like someone's giving you a star in Mario. Someone's put a frigging massive grill on the front of your car. And you, yeah, it's like super NOS and you can smash up everyone.
Oh, that was like that Need for Speed game back in the day, you know, on PS2.
That's it, yeah. It's kind of like Need for Speed, but you can smash
I didn't have a console for years. I didn't have a console for years. I missed out a whole PlayStation.
Were you too busy DJing?
Pretty much, but when I was younger, I think Need for Speed, GTA came out, San Andreas.
Favourite one, yeah, go on.
I was in school then, and I remember one weekend,
yeah, go on.
I literally got that game, and I played it and completed it over a weekend, and then I realised I have not done a thing in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I've just been sitting in this room playing something that doesn't mean anything to my life.
Right.
And then I never played PS2 again after that. And then recently, I got a PS4 because I was bored.
Okay. Do you think that this obsessive nature of yours is why you're so successful?
100%.
You will stick to something.
100%.
So when are you planning on becoming a professional PS4 player?
Do you know how obsessive I am?
Yeah.
Like, if I have a plate of food, even if I'm full up, I'll finish it because it's I have to finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
Very British of you, bruv. Very British of you to finish your plate. I'm like that as well because I'm greedy, man. So do you think if now that you have a PS4, you will be tempted to play a lot of PS4? What are you playing on
PS4? I was playing it a lot. Do you know what? There's this game. Do you remember Banjo-Kazooie on N64?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the same people that made that have made a game called Ukulele.
Right.
And it's basically Banjo-Kazooie, but a different character.
On the PS4?
Oh my God, I played that like non-stop till I completed it as well. That was brilliant. That's the best game I played on PS4.
And that's Ukulele?
Ukulele.
All right, we'll put a link to that.
I'll lend you it.
Oh, cool. Can we put a link to that in the show description, Bill?
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's one of them games. Like you'd see it in the shop and you'd think, oh no, this is whack. But then I was researching what's like Banjo-Kazooie because that was my favourite game when I was younger.
Listen, you like what you like,
it's
mate.
It's brilliant.
Another game that we tried was Planet Alpha. It's this game, it's like a 2D scroller, so it's kind of like, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario, whatever, but it's like on the PS4, be out on Xbox One, Nintendo Switch and PC. It looks really nice, but you go through your levels, you have to jump on things, climb on things, get to the end of the level is the main thing. But what's interesting is that by pressing R1 and L1, you change the time. And at night time, the environments change, and at daytime, the environments change. So to get through certain levels, it has to be like twilight or late, or it has to be daytime. But obviously, when it's daytime, there's certain things that are dangerous. And when it's nighttime, there's other things that are dangerous. That's another game. I had a little go on it. Sick. When we get more info on it, we'll share that as well. Another thing we've been...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Doing to kill some time is Billy got his go on a something called a free doodler. Is it a number three doodler?
I think it's called 3D doodler.
A 3D doodler. Can you explain to Max what a 3D doodler is?
I think I've seen that. Is that like a pen and you can like draw cubes and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, Billy got his hands on one. I don't even think it's out yet. It's called the Hex Bug version.
Yeah, you can make like a bug, and you still got little motors on it, so you can just draw around the motor and then turn it on, and it'll scurry across the table.
What was it like to use?
It was fairly easy. There was a slight learning curve, but it was fairly easy.
And what's it like building stuff with hot glue? Like, for me at school, my memories of hot glue was burning myself, really.
Do you remember, did you ever get PVA glue and put it all over your hand and then you peel it off?
Yeah, or you'd go to the girls, oh, look, I'm dying. And like, ah!
I never did that one.
Only fucking with you. Standard, man. All the time. Were you the kid at school that ate the glue?
I don't think I was.
Okay, all right, cool.
I remember there was a thing about people used to sniff Pritt stick and say that they were getting high, but you don't get
that
high.
That does not get you
it
high.
It doesn't work.
That does not get you high. There was always one, I think it was Jay at my school that ate the glue. Did you eat the glue, Billy?
No.
Did you know, was there a kid in your class that ate the glue?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear in every class there's someone that eats the glue. What about you, Max? No?
I can't remember people doing that.
It's always, I think, a weirdo Jay, man, eating the glue. Anyway, so this free doodler bill, like, so how does it work? Did you just freestyle, or were there like molds and stuff?
There was a mold you can use, or you can do a freestyle, just depends on what you fancy.
Yeah.
You just draw in it, and it's not hot. Well, it is hot, but it's just warm. You're not going to burn yourself.
Yeah.
It's meant for kids, so you're not going to burn them.
So kids aren't going to be out there like gluing their fingers together by accident.
Nah.
All right, cool.
Nah.
All right, that's good. And the final product, how good were you at 3D doodling?
I'd give myself 5 or 6 out of 10.
A 5 or 6 out of 10, yeah?
It wasn't,
all right, cool.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't poor.
If you want to check the final thing, where do we go to? Like the show description again,
show description,
right?
Yeah, there's a little YouTube video of the little monster thing that I made. It's all right.
All right. But for the age group and stuff, it's designed for the right people, like in terms of kids, right? So it's not like an adult. Because that was, honestly, my main concern when I heard about hot glue was that it was going to be something that wasn't safe, but it's safe, yeah?
Yeah, so for kids, it's really, really good. They can just design whatever they want. So where you're drawn on a bit of paper, they can actually make things in 3D you can see.
Yeah.
Might take a bit of learning to code. Might have left an adult with them, but there was also an adult version of this. So you can, inside the plastic,
you can make condoms with them. Yeah, go on.
Inside the plastic, there is copper and metal and wood, like shards of metal and wood.
Yeah.
And you can design other things other than like bugs and stuff.
Okay.
There is an adult version.
Max, what would you make if you could create anything with a 3D doodler?
I don't know. What would I design if I had a 3D doodler? Probably just like a hat that no one's got.
Sick.
Like a top hat.
Sick.
And everyone would be like, where'd you get that hat from? I'd be like, yeah.
Custom.
You can't get this.
Custom made.
One of one.
Custom fitted.
Yeah.
One-aways, yeah?
One-away.
I might glue...
But the only problem is, yeah, if it's hot glue and you're doing it, you have to build it off of your head. Because if you did it on your head, it's going to fuse to the hairs and that. And it's probably not smart to make a hat out of a 3D doodler.
But then you never have to take that hat off. You could wear that hat for life.
For bald people, brilliant idea.
You could glue a trim onto somebody.
A toupee, yeah.
You could glue a toupee.
Oh my God, you could just do hairs.
Strand by strand.
That's
take
brilliant.
A while, but that would be sick.
Genius.
There we go. You heard it here first on How to Kill an Hour.
Hair transplants are quite expensive. Just get a 3D doodler.
Yeah, man. I met a geezer from my gym the other day who had no hair. And he got the hair transplant where it's I don't know how it works specifically, but I know that if you've got balding patches, they take bits from the back of your head. When you have no hair, surely they must take it from someone else,
like
right?
A bum or something.
But the hair that he had looked so young. It would look like a 6-year-old's trim, bruv. It looked
really,
like so
that
strong.
Really wispy and
it was no. Maybe 6-year-olds are wrong. It was like a 10-year-old trim. It was like super, like the hair was just, there was no signs of it falling back. It was like he'd just grown his first barnet. And I'd not seen him. He'd stayed out of the gym for like 3 months. I saw him. I was like, do I say nothing or do I say something? I looked at him. I was like, you got your fucking hair done.
It's like an elephant in the room. It's like everyone notices it, but no one can say anything.
But why? Yeah, like I thought I'd be silly if I didn't.
I feel like people are getting too much done to themselves now. Like,
what's Instagram, isn't it? What's the latest thing? Because Max, you know, you do a lot of parties, so you do in that party environment. You do see a lot of girls that have modified themselves and guys that have modified themselves.
Girls are getting everything done.
What are you seeing? What's the most common thing that guys and girls are doing now?
Boobs, like lips, like hair transplants. Like even guys are getting stuff done now.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
What, guys are getting lips and that done?
I hope not.
Wow. Okay.
I hope not.
Are you a fan of that kind of look or not? Like, because you're around it a lot. Are you,
honestly,
you kind of
no, I prefer natural.
I prefer natural as well. Like, people find that quite peculiar.
I think that confidence is, like, confidence is the most attractive thing that someone can have. So if you're comfortable being yourself, I think you'll outshine other people who aren't. I believe in that. I think that's true.
And do you think sometimes, not in all cases, because everyone's different, do you think sometimes if somebody has got all of this work done, it's a sign that maybe they're not confident within themselves?
Yeah, I don't think, if you're not confident, then that is definitely something that you would do to try and make yourself confident. But saying that, if it does make you confident, then it's worth getting done.
But I feel like some people think, right, I'm not confident, I'm going to get my lips done, and now I'm confident. I'm like, that might not solve your confidence issues.
Probably
like,
not.
It might be a bit deeper than that.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be a bit like, I used to feel like if somebody had a lot of that stuff done, I used to rate them less. I used to be like, you're a fucking dickhead. Why would you do that? But now I'm like, I understand, because you weren't happy with yourself, so you had to go and change yourself. I'm not saying I'm not going to get shit done in the future. Like, fuck it, man. I might get tits. What? I might fucking want tits. So I'll get some tits, innit? I'm not happy with the size. I want a D cup, so I might go and get it done. So yeah.
D cup, that'd be well fun. Like, just front of the mirror.
Think about that, bro. I could play with my tits whenever I wanted.
Yeah, but then you've got to buy bras and stuff. It's probably not a good idea, Marcus.
If I'm paying four bags for tits, I don't want to have to wear a bra. I want the purtiest motherfuckers. If I'm wearing a bra with fake tits, I want to take the bra and they go up. I don't want to go down.
The only problem with that, is people might just think you've put on loads of weight. Like, oh, you see Marcus, he's got mad man boobs.
No, I make sure that I'm ripped. I make sure that I'm gymming, and I make sure that everybody fucking knows I've got fake tits.
Peter Andre, do you remember his six pack was plastic surgery?
Yeah.
I don't think that was true.
No, I think Peter Andre always had the sickest six pack, man. Like, he was
look
the
at you checking people he
was
out.
That was a six pack that I wanted, because I can't get sick. I can have, the best I've done is like slight definition, yeah. In my head, one day I'd love to have a six.
Who was the mysterious girl?
No one ever found out. It definitely was not Katie Price.
Nah.
Definitely was not Katie Price.
She's not very mysterious.
Nah.
Puts her whole life on the internet.
What's the opposite of mysterious? That's what she is. Definitely. Definitely that. Anyway, one more thing that we've been killing some time with before we get onto what's cracking on in the world, Max. Philips have brought out something called a One Blade Body Edition.
Prince Philip.
Philips, the electronics company, not Prince Philip.
Oh, okay.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, he's getting a bit old, aren't he?
Getting a little bit old for that. And also thinning on the top. He has enough money to do that, obviously. Is it just the real thing to not get your hair done? Is it a real thing to be balding? Is it not cool if he gets plugs?
I read something yesterday, yeah? And it was, what do you call your grandma?
Granny.
Granny, right. Would Prince William, when he was little, he couldn't say granny.
Right.
So in the royal family, the queen was known as Gary.
No
Google
way.
Google it.
Billy, can you Google this now, please? Can we? I'm going to Google this at the same time. Queen Gary.
No, Prince William used to call the queen Gary, and it stuck. That's her nickname.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why one of the queen's nickname is Gary?
But we can't call her that, though. You can't say, you're right, granny. We can't say, we could never say it, but in the royal household.
Wait, Gary.
All right, Gaz. I reckon the chefs are saying that while they're in the kitchen. What are you doing? Just sorting out Gaz's dinner. Like, Gaz wants some steak again.
Wait, Gary's well moody. Oh,
fucking hell, Gary's right on one today, man. Fuck's sake, Gary.
Random fact?
Yeah, go on.
No, that was a random fact.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me one more random fact.
No, I've got another one if you want.
Yeah, go on.
You can burn 150 calories an hour. Yeah. By banging your head against the wall.
Seriously?
Go there, you should try it. I haven't, but I think that everyone at home should probably give it a go. You don't need to go to the gym. Just bang your head against the wall.
How many bangs?
How many can you do in an hour?
How to kill an hour? So I don't know how to kill an hour
and how to kill your brain cells.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'd be worried about the amount of brain cells that I lose as well with that as well. Are you like Max with the facts?
No, but do you know what? You don't have to worry about killing the brain cells because you can get brain cells from eating like fish and stuff.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not vegan. Yeah.
Right.
Just eat loads of fish. Then you can bang your head against the wall and you make them back.
Would you have the tuna before? Or I'm just going to presume the fish is tuna. You're going to have the tuna salmon. You're going to have the fish before or after?
I don't think it really matters.
Can you top up your brain cells, then smash them out? Or because you might forget to have the fish.
That's a good point.
If you headbutt the wall first. I'm just saying, Max. Just saying. Anyway, yeah. So Philips, the electronics company, they come out with this shaver called a One Blade, right? And it's called the Face and Body, right? And basically, the cool thing is about the One Blade is that it you can get a bit of water on it. It's waterproof or water resistant. No, it's actually waterproof, actually. I've had mine in the shower. And you can edge with it, so you can shave around the edge of your beard if you've got one. And the whole thing last year, or the year before... When did it come out, Billy? Was it the year before last or last year?
I think it might be the year before last.
The year before last. The whole thing about it, Philips said, was to not do anything other than shave your face with it. It's a face shaver. Now, this is what my genuine reaction was on How to Kill an Hour after I'd had a go on the Philips shaver. This is me describing my shave to Frank Butcher.
So I just started working the face. Let me try the armpits.
Yeah, clean off the armpits nicely.
And I was just like, and I moved on. A little bit of chest. And I looked down. Yes.
Listen,
when that's the basement.
You're missing out on a trick, Philips. You need to market that as the One Blade defeat, like the One Blade for everything. That's what it needs to be, yeah? That's the holiday shaver. And you need to get one for girls as well. I was smooth as a baby's bottom.
Okay,
but it wasn't all the way close, innit?
Okay.
And you can choose levels too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I literally, I swear I'm going to shave my toes, bruv. If it's designed for faces, cool. Use it for that. But for me, I'm going to be using it everywhere. You can hear the rest of that on episode 35. But I literally said, Philips, this is a shaver that you could use to shave everything from head to toe.
The reason why I don't think they would do that is because it's like not a lot of people would probably want to shave their pubes and then use the same blade on their face.
Well, it's got interchangeable heads, Max.
That's
the thing. So you just have one on the left. Don't get it mixed up, mind.
Don't get mixed up.
One on the left for like the top half.
Because then you might go to the bar or something and everyone's like, what's that on your chin? You're like, oh.
You don't want balls on your face.
You do not want balls on your face.
If you're not somebody who's a fan of balls on your face, you don't want your own balls on your face. You know, who wants balls on their face, man? Well, some people do, but whatever.
They could call it the back sack crack and face shaver.
But they've now called it the face and body. Now,
face and body.
All I'm saying is, Max, Billy and I went to the Philips event and I went there and I asked for my 20%. What do you think Philips said?
What do you mean 20%?
I wanted my cut, bruv. I was a year and a half ago. I said, this is for shaving balls with. And now they're calling it the One Blade face and body. And what the difference is between this one and the other one is they've actually got special attachments on it so that you don't accidentally nick your gooch.
Oh.
Because, bruv...
You ever done place that?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to be real, bruv.
I know someone that works at West End DJ, yeah, once had to have a day off.
They had to have a day off.
Wait. You know V? Do you remember V?
Yeah.
Is it still called? It used to be called something else. But
IMAC.
IMAC. Right.
IMAC V. And V. Just explain what that is to the listener in case they don't use it.
Hair removal cream.
Yeah.
And you spray it on, and then after about 10 minutes or whatever,
it
you get in the shower.
Dissolves the hair.
And it all just drops off.
Yeah, the hair just falls off.
So I'm not naming any names, but someone that used to work at the shop.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, where's not naming any names.
I was about to say.
We were like, where's and Chris was like, oh, he had a bit of an accident. Go on. What was the accident? Right, so what he's done is he's put the IMAC V on his ass. And he's left it on for too long.
What happens when you leave IMAC or Viton for too long?
Well, I've never done it, but apparently he had a layer of skin missing off of his ass.
Shit. Oh, man.
I think he fell asleep or something and then he couldn't sit down for like a couple of days, so he couldn't come in to the shop.
And this is why you need something like a Philips One Blade in your life.
100%.
So you can trim that shit. And now it's got the special added like attachments which help you get close as you can to the contours of your body space. And also it's got a little attachment for your special areas. I'm happy, Philips, that you've got these now. But all I'm saying is, do you think I deserve a little 20%?
Probably like 1%.
All right, I'll take a 1%. What do you think? 1% is a bit low, Bill.
1% is stupidly low.
All right, 10%.
Think about how big Philips is. Like, that's
yeah, but it's
25%.
But I want my 20%, man. No, but anyway, yeah, that's the One Blade. One more thing we've been playing is VR version of Planet of the Apes. There's a VR game called Crisis on the Planet of the Apes. It's fucking jokes. You get to be an ape. You get to shoot some...
I've never played a VR game.
Ever in your life?
Nope.
We'll get you on that after the show.
Brilliant.
We'll, we'll put that up on How to Kill an Hour. So basically, in between... Have you watched the Planet of the Apes films? Kind of know the story?
I saw the first one years and years ago. Well, no, the remake one, not the original. Yeah. Okay. I've never seen the originals. I've seen like one of the newer ones.
Okay, so in between the first two films that have come out this time round, the ones that you've seen, The Crisis of the Planet of the Apes, that's where this VR experience falls in. So basically, humankind and apes are at a crossroads. Apes are getting cleverer. Humans are kind of trying to find this cure to a disease. But this is a VR game which kind of gives you the experience of one of Spear. That's his name. He's an ape and he wakes up in captivity. And throughout the VR game, you have to use your aping skills to escape some humans. My favorite part of the VR experience was picking up an AK-47 as a chimp and absolutely spraying it all over the place. And also the mechanics of how you have to walk, you actually have to do a monkey-like walk to get around in the game. Played that. That's jokes. Check the video for that on howtokillanhour.com and in the show descriptions. Anyway, Max, that's all the ways you've been killing time this week. Fucking loads. But iTunes, Max, is going to go, apparently.
What do you mean? Oh, it's got Apple Music.
iTunes, as we know it, may go, right? How do you feel about this rumor? Because there are rumors that are so strong that Apple have been forced to give a statement in which they've said, short and sweet, it's not true yet. How do you think iTunes disappearing? Because I think it's eventually going to go. How do you think iTunes not being around is going to change?
I don't
things?
Think it's a bad thing. Everyone's streaming music. Everyone streams music. We're getting old. Yeah. It's like saying they had this conversation years ago about, oh, everyone's moving over to CDs. Tapes. They're out.
Yeah.
And it happens. It's natural progression. Mm. So I don't think that's a bad thing.
As a DJ, how do you think this will affect you and other DJs?
I don't think it will.
If you could only, like, say they set, like, say the MP3 dies, right? So the next time you want to have a tune and play it out, you have a streaming service with all your tunes on it and connect to Wi-Fi, like a hard drive in the cloud.
I think that certain DJ companies like Serato, they'll probably be working on that already.
Yeah.
I think there'll be like an integration with Spotify or something like that, which makes it a lot easier. Because you've got access to everything, but you'll probably have to have everything like offline downloaded.
Mm.
Which, I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's going to kill the DJ. Like, I think there'll just be a different way of doing it.
How do you think? Because obviously, you have versions of tunes that are just for you, right? I presume you have certain edits of tunes that you've tweaked your own way because you've got production skills. If there was a version where it was all on the cloud, and you could put your special version of tunes as well as having everything else that's out there in the cloud, all up there. You just walk up to a club, log in and DJ. Would you be cool with that?
Can anyone else play that song as well? Or do you have to have access? Or
I reckon it'd be a log. If it was going to happen, it'd be a login service. So you go and you log in, Max, put in your password.
I think the way that I'd see it going is all DJ softwares will still have the MP3 integration. So you could record something back and then make your edit and then put it back in your Serato as an MP3.
Okay. So you think the DJ will still need an MP3 at some point or would like an MP3 at some point?
I think that the software and everything will still have that in there because obviously you've got back catalogue as well.
Yeah, I hear that. So do you use iTunes, Apple Music, or Spotify?
I've got Tidal.
Yeah? How do you find Tidal? I'm not a Tidal user.
I really like it. They do a lot of good documentaries and stuff. They do like little series on musicians and stuff like that. So there's like a documentary on Future. There's one on DJ Mustard.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's really good. Also, the reason why I got it was because originally Kanye's album, The Life of Pablo, you could only get it on that.
Right.
So when that dropped, I signed up. And I've stuck on it since there.
So you're a big Yeezy fan then?
Oh, yeah. I love Kanye West.
So that exclusivity swung you over?
100%. 100%.
Wow. And so
what if I didn't have The Life of Pablo? I wanted that album.
Okay. So when you're at the gym now, obviously you like...
I ain't been for a while.
Okay. So when you're out and about listening to music, walking down the street, is Tidal like your go-to thing? Or if you're at home streaming, is it always Tidal that you're using? Or are you listening back to MP3s?
MP3s. Really? Mostly. If I'm traveling, I'm on a plane or I'm on a train or something, then I'll listen to Tidal. And then I've got my offline content with my playlists and stuff like that.
All right, cool. So do you think eventually you said before, but just double check, you think eventually iTunes in its format is not going to exist anymore? MP3s is only going to be a tool for DJs.
I don't think they've got any need for it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they need it. It's the mass market way of consuming music now is streaming. How do you listen to music?
Spotify.
Exactly.
If I'm on Spotify, once in a while I'll download obviously a Max then a mixtape. Get me. I'll listen to one of those. Yeah. But then to be fair, if I'm honest, Max, I'll stream. Yeah, man. I'm a streamer. If I'm gonna listen to anything, I stream it. Obviously, new music still comes into my accounts, into my email via MP3 because that's the way that they plug stuff to keep, you know, stop everyone from getting their hands on it by sharing links. But I feel like, yeah, man, it's going to be a streaming thing. I would be very cool with walking into a club when Wi-Fi becomes that reliable, if it ever does. I'd be cool with walking into a club, logging into my account and just DJing from there and then, you know, logging up afterwards. Yeah, nothing to carry, innit? You just got to walk with your two dry hands and a pair of headphones.
Yeah, but then how'd you get into the club? I'm the DJ. No, you're not. Where's your stuff?
Yeah. Oh shit. You can't bring in mates now as well. Random mates. Yeah. He's DJing as well. He's holding bags.
You know that dodgy bouncers that once a power trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went up to a club like this was a couple of weeks ago, and behind him there's a poster with me on it. Like,
yeah.
Floor like huge poster, bigger than me. Yeah. And he was like, oh no, last entry's at 2:00. I'm like, bro, look behind you.
Yeah. Where in the UK was that?
I think it was Birmingham.
Okay, I got done like that in Manchester. I never got let in for half an hour.
What do you think of bouncers?
I think they've got a fucking hard job because they deal with dickheads a lot of the time because it's their job to bounce away. Like the normal customers that just come and queue, they don't make bouncers what they're like. But I reckon years and years.
Yeah, but there's always one dickheads. Or two that. They just got to stick up their ass before you even get there.
I don't know, man. I can only presume it's the dickheads that they've had beforehand. Because if everyone was like us, yeah, normal people, hello, you're right, mate, coming in, go in, have a good time and leave. If everyone was like that, one, we wouldn't need bouncers. Two, bouncers that were there, they'll be super cool. It must be the dickheads. It must be dealing with so many. Imagine you worked on customer services on the phones and everyone you spoke to, hello, you're a fucking cunt. Hang up. Hello, you're a fucking cunt. Hello, when you picked up the phone on the 1,000th time, you'd be like, what? What do you fucking want?
You're right.
What I reckon. That's how I feel, but I don't know, but I have met some bouncers and I'm like, fucking hell, mate, you need to chill the fuck out. But yeah, I've not been let into a club that I was hosting it, and I was on a poster and they were like, yeah, sorry. I was like, but bro. I'm here to work. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry. All right, cool. I'll go to another club, shall I? Then as I was walking away, someone came back and said, oh, sorry, no. Get me. And then obviously I took off my mask and they saw it was me. No, I'm joking. So have you heard about this whole Facebook hack thing, Cambridge Analytica, Max, where people's Facebook data has been going a little bit in the... It's been flying around in places that
it
shouldn't
have. I don't really use Facebook no more.
Do you not?
No.
You don't? Not even to promote yourself?
Twitter and Instagram, that's what's popping for me, but...
Okay.
Facebook is... I don't know, it's a bit old now, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
What, you don't feel like it serves you?
Do you remember back in the day and you used to poke people and you used to put all your photos on it?
We all love a good old poke. Well, all right, I'll explain this to you because there is actually a way to check this out, Max. So basically, there was an app called This Is Your Digital Life. Did you ever play this app? Ever? Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Then you're probably safe. But a lot of people played it, right? 270,000 people played this app. But as a result, all of the data of the people that took part in it was breached, right? And that wasn't the worst part. Because of Facebook's restriction settings at the time, all of the friends of the 270,000 people's data was breached as well, including...
Oh, wow.
So if I played it and you're my friend on Facebook, your data went to Cambridge Analytica, was shared, right? Now, there's a whole load of people that are like, oh, has my data been hacked? We've actually put a link at howtokillanhour.com called... basically how to check if I've been hacked.
But then if you check on it, does all your stuff go over to them?
Do you get hacked? No, you literally just click a link and it tells you. We put it on the site and it's super safe. Let me click the link now because I haven't actually fucking done it. How can I tell if recently... Oh, shit. Yes. As a result, it appears that your Facebook information... Oh, shit, it was.
It was hacked.
Fuck! Someone's played This Is Your Digital Life and fucked with my information. Yeah, so my information's been... Should I not be saying that on the show, Bill?
You're fine.
All right, cool. I'm fine. It's just out there.
I was safe though.
So what did I get? What did I just get your photos and
oh,
stuff?
Oh shit! No, sorry, I read it wrong. It doesn't appear your Facebook information was shared with Cambridge Analytica.
That was like someone who's been diagnosed with chlamydia and then they told, actually, you're all right.
So you haven't got chlamydia, you have gonorrhea instead.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Fuck that. All right, cool. So basically, with your date, Billy, what would be the repercussions if my date was out there? What should I be worried about? As a man who's fully across this.
I don't think there's nothing much to worry about because it's already out there. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't worry about it.
Just chill out.
Yeah, because you're not going to get it back. So just don't worry about it.
All right.
I mean, it's a bit of a bummer, but it's happened.
What's the worst thing we could all do with data like that? Me, you and Max in a room rubbing our hands.
Same thing as what you're doing on Instagram with getting the folders of other people's photos.
If you really want to be evil, you could like, oh, so I could take, say you're on Facebook, sometimes you have like your location data and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you was like an evil person, you could say, oh, Marcus goes to this place 5 times a week. I'm going to go and just hang around there and try and bump into him and get an autograph. That's kind of stalkerish, but...
That's quite nice, actually. I mean, an autograph is all right. If they wanted to bump into me and kill me, that wouldn't be cool. So you're saying with that information, I could find out where someone is. So yeah. I could say, if Max is at this place at 10 o'clock, Monday to Friday, odds are this is where he lives. And I'd have information about where he lives.
But then again, all this data is public data.
Yeah.
So it's not really anything too... If you put it up there, then...
Whatever. I mean, Max, I said this on the show loads of times. Billy kind of feels the same. If you put it out on the internet, you just got to be cool with it going everywhere, innit?
Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah. All right, cool. Speaking of data going everywhere, China, who are very technologically advanced, fact, have done some next level facial recognition, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Chinese police have used facial recognition to arrest somebody, check it, in a crowd full of 60,000 people at a concert. Right. So the suspect known as Mr. Owl, we can't say more than that. He was attending some guy called, I don't know if this is a piss take name, Billy. You put this in, his name's Jackie Chung. Is that the artist's name?
That's the name.
The artist's name's Jackie Chung, yeah.
That sounds about right.
All right. So,
you don't know Jackie Chung?
I know Jackie Chan. I don't know Jackie Chung. Jackie Chung sounds like the better looking version of Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Jackie Buff Ting.
Jackie Peng. BBC said that he was wanted for economic crimes. Yeah. So some economic crimes. China has a massive surveillance network, right? 170 million CCTV cameras is what they've got in their country. Now, they managed to find him upon arrival. And once he'd sat down, the police got him before he even watched the concert.
Yeah, but they got all that at airports already. That's already happened.
But that's cool. But facial recognition. If imagine there's a group of us, 60,000 strong.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? I reckon that's something to do with the iPhone cameras. Where you see the iPhone 10.
Yeah,
it's got your facial recognition.
Yeah,
tell like that's going to the government
and Snapchat. Well, apparently that stays
Snapchat,
on the phone.
But Instagram,
Snapchat, all of those filters. Every time you do the
government
dog face
stuff,
filter,
bro.
Do you reckon that data is going to someone?
Fingerprint, facial recognition. It's a database, new world order.
What do you mean, no? But what you trust it? Billy trusts it.
Apple has their data, not the government, but. They've always said that it's not linked to you personally. It's all encrypted and stuff. Just a bunch of numbers, and they don't have your picture of your face.
My understanding was totally different. I thought it stays on your phone. The information,
no,
like the information for your fingerprint. They say to keep you safe.
Yes,
in your phone.
Stays in your phone.
Apparently, but if it's in your phone, someone could hack it though, Max. Do you know what I mean, Bill? Do you know what I'm saying? That someone could hack it.
Yeah. I think it's just a series of digits. It's not your actual fingerprint.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't think they have like an x-ray or take of your fingerprint. I think it's just a bunch of numbers saying, oh, this. So this is how a computer would work. It would say, your thumbprint relates to a bunch of numbers. Yeah. Only open my phone when these numbers correlate to this thumb. Open up. So it doesn't actually have your thumbprint.
But if I copy those numbers and put them into my phone, I could then say... What kind of finger, or put it onto my computer, I could say what kind of fingerprint would access these numbers and then make that kind of fingerprint.
That would work, yeah. That's some like Mission Impossible type shit. Like, you could, like, yeah, that's right then, yeah.
I'll be a sick secret agent. Anyway, Max, before we get out of it, before we leave, we'll end on something quite light. Police have been fired in Argentina because more than 500 kilograms of marijuana have disappeared from a warehouse. And, in 2017,
and so is 1,000 bars of Kit Kat. All the Doritos are missing. There's a shortage on Rizzlers.
Yeah, no Rizzlers. Fucking hell, the nap room's fucking always busy. Everyone's always in a nap room napping.
Why is everyone using eye drops today?
Yeah, man, everyone's got eye drops. Yeah, basically they are seized.
Where was this?
Six in Argentina. They okay. sixed. They seized 6,000 kilograms in the city of Pilar, is where they kept it, 35 miles north of Buenos Aires, and that's what they nicked. But during an inspection, they discovered that there was
everyone was lazy.
That there was only five. Yeah, fucking hell, so easy to get in here. Everyone's so chilled out. HR's been like, there's no incidents of no arguments.
Why is everyone playing Bob Marley records?
But one of the best things is do you want to hear the excuse that they gave?
They don't know where they put it.
They blamed it on mice. Apparently they said that the mice might have eaten it. Now, those officers have obviously been...
That sounds like a stoner's excuse of why the weed went missing. It's a mouse.
But apparently even a large group of mice, if they'd eaten it, a lot of corpses would have been found in the warehouse because mice can't eat that much weed. Now, we all know it's a lie. I just want to say, before we leave the show, if you were going to give an excuse for why the weed was missing, what would your excuse be, Max? You're there. They've seized 6,000 kilograms of marijuana. They've come to check out the marijuana. Maybe you and your mates have taken a little spliff off here once in a while, and it's amounted to 500 kilograms.
That's not a little spliff. That's like...
Well, maybe you and your mates might have taken a few bricks and disappeared them. Right, what would your excuse be?
I'd say, chill out, bro. Yo, Winston, chill.
So your excuse would be like, here, just hit this and then we'll talk about it later.
Oh, I've got some of my own supply that's personal use. Why don't you have some of this and then we'll go looking for it.
Okay, cool. All right, that'd be your excuse. What would your excuse be, Billy? If there was 6,000...
My excuse would be Snoop Dogg was here last week.
Okay, right. I think that's a good excuse.
Snoop Dogg was here.
More feasible than mice.
Snoop Dogg came to say hello.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa had a really good day. There we go. Nothing to do with me.
There we go. Standard. Billy, what would your excuse be?
I'd say there's a tornado and...
a tornado?
Oh, no.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, the tornado came in and just blew it everywhere, and it's like across the city, it's gone.
I'd just switch it on them. I'd be like, yeah, where is it?
You know what?
In fact, I'm going to lead an investigation to find this weed, and if any more of this weed goes missing, because now there's only half of it left, yeah? There's only 3,000 kilograms of this weed, and if I find out that any of this 2,500 kilograms of weed that's left over gets nicked, yeah, then I'm going to have a serious conversation, because there's only 2,000 kilograms of this left now, and I'm really upset, and then that's what I do.
But in the meantime, Alan, can you get everyone McDonald's?
That's definitely what I do, man. Thank you very much for coming down to How to Kill an Owl, Max.
All good.
Just
do you know what?
Clarify.
This makes more sense now.
Why?
Because I thought it was How to Kill an Owl.
Ah.
And I thought that would be really, really difficult because their head turns all the way around.
Yes.
So how are you going to...
I'm surprised that you still came here thinking that we were going to kill an owl. That says a lot about
you,
bro.
Yeah, but because it's not recorded for TV, you might be able to get away with it. But okay. I was going to come down here and do a big animal cruelty like thing about why it's not right to kill an owl.
All
right.
Billy, bring in the owls! But please,
it's
listen.
It's the daytime. They're nocturnal, bro. Let them sleep.
Nah, it's them nicking the marijuana. It's the
owls. Do you know what? There's an owl, yeah? He sits in a tree, yeah? Outside my house.
Yeah.
And he's always making noise, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Who was it that said that owls are wise?
I don't know. I don't know.
Owls aren't wise.
They're just birds, aren't they?
So if they're that wise, he'd know that I'm trying to sleep. Why are you making so much noise outside my window?
Maybe he's fucking with you for fun.
What have I done to that owl?
Ah, when he's trying to sleep in the day, you've done something. You've got up and moved around. Nocturnal animal. There you go. Leave out some mice for him that have eaten some weed. Nice little treat.
Rastamouse.
It was Rastamouse.
That would have been the excuse.
Rastamouse did it. Right, anyway, let listener know how they can get in contact with you and find you on the internet, Max, please.
All my social media is really simple. It's just at Max Denham, M-A-X-D-E-N-H-A-M.
There you go. This has been How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy. You have been...
Taylor Swift.
Max Wolf Denham. The wolf, you know. And who have you been, Bill?
I've been producer Bill.
Cheers. Thank you very much for killing some time with us. Oh shit, before we get out of here, do not forget we're giving away an exclusive experience to try out this submarine / killer whale / jet ski / crazy experience called Predator Adventures. To enter, all you have to do is go to howtokillanhour.com/win. Please, if you go to howtokillanhour.com/win, if you enter and don't win, we are going to send you a special code to give you a discount when you do want to go down there. But if you do win, please, on behalf of Iron Max, could you ask the pilot if we should be calling him captain?
Sailor.
Or a sailor. Yeah.
Sailor, yeah.
But the thing that he steers it with, I just want to say, Matt, it's not a wheel that spins around. It's like, it looks like what pilots have. That's why I think he calls himself
a
pilot. Yeah.
I don't think he's a pilot.
Okay. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless. Oh shit, I forgot to press record. No, I'm only joking.
You should have put that in there. You should have put that in there.
I have.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.